AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that President Trump may pull Todd Blanche's nomination for Attorney General.
President Donald Trump says he may withdraw and delay Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche's nomination to avoid conceding to demands by Republican Senators John Cornyn and Tom Tillis until after they leave their posts next year. Cornyn and Tillis say they won't back Blanche's nomination without additional assurances in writing about a legal settlement, which included a deal to drop tax claims against the president and a now-scrapped plan to create an almost $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund. Just one Republican holdout on the Senate Judiciary Committee could sink Blanche's chances for confirmation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes has dropped out of the Democratic primary for governor after news came out that the state party had reviewed past allegations of inappropriate behavior. The former lieutenant governor made the announcement in a video post on his Facebook page. This comes less than 2 weeks before the August 11th election. European nations have agreed to boycott the World Cup and all other FIFA competitions. The countries are protesting FIFA President Gianni Infantino's plan to sell stakes in soccer's biggest tournament to private equity investors. The North American soccer body rejected his plan later the same day. FIFA issued a statement saying that, quote, nobody is selling football. At least 18 migrants died trying to reach the Spanish territory of Ceuta after thousands of people crossed into the Spanish territory from Morocco. South Korea's KOSPI index jumped nearly 18%. U.S. futures edged higher and oil prices slipped. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. A 19-year-old in Singapore has received his punishment by a court for an unwelcomed social media stunt. The AP's Donna Warder has more on this story.
In March, French student Didier Gaspard Owen Maximilian recorded himself licking a straw from an orange juice vending machine at a Singapore shopping mall and putting it back. Maximilian was charged after his video spread online. On Thursday, the 19-year-old was fined the equivalent of $465 after pleading guilty to a public nuisance charge. He could have gotten up to 3 months in prison. But prosecutors say Maximilian retrieved the straw himself and no member of the public used it. Maximilian attends a business school in Singapore, but prosecutors say immigration authorities will decide if he can keep his student pass. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.